Towards the end of this week's Parsha, we read the Torah's famous depiction of Moshe coming down from the mountain. He comes down from Har Sinai, Beredes Moshe Mehar Sinai, Ushnei Luchos Ha'edus B'yad Moshe. He's holding the Luchos Beredeto on his way down from Minahar from the mountain. And then the Torah tells us, amazingly, U'Moshe Lo Yada Ki Karan Or Panav B'dabro Ito. Moshe didn't realize that the whole time Hashem had been speaking to him, his face had a radiant shine. There was sparks of light, so to speak, coming out of his face. Something obviously miraculous, almost supernatural. And the Torah says Moshe had no recognition, wasn't even aware of that. In fact, this very famous and incredibly powerful phrase, Karan Or Panav, is repeated another two times, altogether three times, in this last section of the Parsha. In fact, the very last pasuk of the Parsha repeats this as well. Re'u b'nei Yisrael es p'nei Moshe ki Karan Or p'nei Moshe. When the Jewish people saw him, they noticed that his face shone. It was radiant and with a splendorous light. And of course, I'm translating the psukim correctly, but the Hebrew word keren or karan or panav, it's karan, which means the radiance, but it could be mispronounced as keren, which means, we know, horns. And of course, this is the basis for the famous sculpture by Michelangelo of Moses with his horns coming out of his head. And of course, we know this became, unfortunately, fodder for anti-Semites over the centuries, who assumed that the Jews were some kind of a devil with our horns, which of course came from Michelangelo's mistake, and the classic mistake at that period of mistranslating Karan, the radiant shine, for Keren, for horns. That historical curiosity notwithstanding, the rabbis in the Medrash Chazal are very curious and probe, I think, in a very fundamental and profound way, Meheicha Natal Moshe Karneho. This is a once-in-a-human-history phenomenon, the idea that the Torah is attesting to something special about Moshe, that he radiated some special light, asks the Medrash, where did it come from? What's the source of that light? And I think that we should understand, and I think that the rabbis in the Medrash mean this question, not just as a technical, literal question, you know, like, you know, you show up at home with some groceries. Where did they come from? Where did you get them? This is, I think, a much more fundamental question. Not just where did Moshe, so to speak, pick up the light, but I think it's a more fundamental question. When we think of Moshe, where was his light from? Where was the magic? Where was the special quality? What made Moshe so special that he literally, according to the Torah here, was glowing and radiating light? Where is Moshe's greatness, his light, come from? And in fact, there are three primary answers that are given in the Medrash. It's two parallel Midrashim that I want to share with you, one from Shmos Rabbah and one from the Medrash Tanchuma, two different Midrashim, both on our Parsha, who are very much overlapping and complement each other. And I think there are three different answers that are suggested. The first answer, which actually Rashi in our Parsha alludes to, says, in the name of the Rabbanan, that it came min ha-me'ara. It was when Moshe was in the cave. What cave? What are we talking about? So the proof texts that are brought refer to the cleft of the rock. We know that when Moshe was on somewhere on the side of the mountain, there was some cleft, some area where he could, so to speak, hide from sight. He could go out of, and people wouldn't see him. He snuck into this little crevice in the side of the mountain, and Hashem, so to speak, passed by, and he had a very, very elevated and transcendent spiritual experience with Hashem in that moment. And I think that is the deeper answer to the question, according to this first opinion. That is to say, according to this opinion in the Medrash, where did Moshe's light come from? Literally, and even on the deeper level, as I mentioned, the answer is because of his close connection and relationship with Hashem. Too often we mediate our relationship and we substitute all sorts of things, even if they're good things, and we try to connect Hashem through those things. But ultimately, there is no replacement for a direct encounter with Hashem. We're not always able to have that, but Moshe was. And a direct encounter with Hashem, which he had in that cleft of the rock, that's when Moshe got this special light. I think this is confirmed when we look at the Medrash Tanchuma that not only mentions the term Me'ara, but then adds that in the Me'ara, Nasana Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kaf Yado Alav, which I understand to mean kind of like an older Bubby or Zaidi who kind of caresses a little boy or little girl's face, that loving caress of the side of the face. That's the image that's depicted, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, did that to Moshe. And again, I think that confirms our understanding that this first opinion is describing a very close, intimate relationship and experience that Moshe had with Hashem in that moment. And it's from there that Moshe derived the light that, you know, literally glowed off of the side of his face. The second opinion in the Medrash is that it came from the Luchos. And the Medrash describes, actually, that when Hashem gave Moshe the Luchos, they were 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. And Hashem, so to speak, was holding 2 of the tefachim, Moshe holding the other end, holding 2 of the tefachim, and it was those middle 2 tefachim. Tefachayim b'emsa, says the Medrash. That's where he got his glow, his rays of light from. And I understand this opinion to be describing the act of transmission of Torah, literally the luchos, but I think more broadly Torah, that this is describing Moshe as the student of Torah. To be on the receiving end of Torah, to be truly benefiting, especially from a teacher like Hashem, but really any teacher, to be a student of Torah, that gives a glow. That is Karan Or Panav. That gives light to anyone. And it gave it to Moshe. When the giver and the recipient, that complex but ultimately magical interaction between teacher and student, giver and recipient, that meeting place in the middle when they come together, the Tefachayim B'Emsa, it's that magic of studying, especially in a transmission with Hashem. That's where Moshe got the light from, according to the second opinion. It was the ability to learn Torah, to be a student, and to, so to speak, meet Hashem and come together in the middle, transmitting the Luchos or Torah more broadly. That, according to this opinion, gave Moshe his light. The final opinion says that when Moshe was writing the whole Torah, he used kind of a quill or some kind of a pen that had this ink in it. But says the Medrash, Ad she Moshe kasav Torah nishtar b'kumos kima ve'yivira rosho. There was some extra leftover ink when he was writing the Torah, and that ink, so to speak, that quill pen, so to speak, got in his face, was in his hair, and somehow from that, the glow came, the shine came. And I think the deeper message that this third opinion is describing is not Moshe as a student, but Moshe as the teacher, as the sofer, as the scribe, as Moshe is giving over and transmitting the Torah to the Jewish people. That act of teaching Torah is something so magical and so uplifting. And as much as you give, you, the teacher, are receiving. He glowed from that.